Time for Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I want to tell you my secret.
Everyone has a secret.
Secrets.
Why are you avoiding them? I'm avoiding my grandpa because he just makes excuses for why my dad abandoned me and my mom to start a new family. He wants to be in my life again, but I'm just too mad. I get it. Beat it, grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been avoiding my best friend because she's been driving me crazy. She only wants to talk crap about other people and fish for compliments about herself. I can't handle it anymore. I'm avoiding them because they're really negative Nellies. I am so tired of being around constant negativity that I'd rather tell you I'm busy than hang out with you.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Good for you. You gotta get away from those people. I'm avoiding my cousins and my aunts on my dad's side of the family. They are really fake and never even want to see my dad when he was really sick. They were occasionally invite me to family events, but I avoid those too. I don't like fake people. Yesterday, I was eating my last hidden ice cream treat, and as soon as I took a bite, I heard my daughter coming downstairs, so I avoided her by hiding in the bathroom to finish it. Damn snow days.
Oh, God, you can't even enjoy an ice cream sandwich.
My backstabbing mother-in-law, she's all huggy and lovey to everyone, then talks crap about everyone and tells everyone secrets. Yuck.
Oh, that was my grandma. To a T.
Really?
Oh, man. She'd do the same thing. Give you a big old bear hug. I love you so much. And then you just talk utter trash.
So you get it from her?
Oh, that's me. Okay. Wow.
Old loose lips, Crisco.
Pot calling kettle black.
We have a saying around here. Tell Crisco, tell the world. So.
Yes, it's such a great saying.
My boss is avoiding me because he doesn't want to admit that I get things done and can't say nice things to me. I'm avoiding my landlord because I owe 3 months of back rent and he keeps threatening to kick me out.
Oof. That's a lot of back rent.
Yeah. 3 months?
I don't think it's threatening anymore. I think it's probably going to come to fruition if you don't pay that rent.
No, I'm not threatening. I'm telling you, you need to leave.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right, I'll get it. Just give me a little time.
Fake threats. Got it.
I avoid going to see my parent in South Dakota because, one, the environment is hostile. Two, I don't like them. And three, oh, that's it. It's a long blanking drive.
Yeah.
My grandparents, ugh, they reek like mothballs, Bengay, and old soup.
Old soup.
What a description. Old soup?
Oh.
The best soup is old soup.
Yeah, you get age with it.
Day old soup is the best kind of soup. I'm avoiding my girlfriend because she said, I love you, and I'm not ready to say it back, so see ya.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Usually they know, though, don't they? If you're like, I love you so much, and then they just go, mm-hmm.
If you're the first one to say I love you, that is the most vulnerable you'll probably ever be.
Yeah, especially if nothing is said in return.
Oh.
It's instantly just like heartbreaking.
I don't remember who said it first, if it was me or Vaughn. I don't remember.
You guys moved really at an awkward pace.
Oh, God.
Like, faster than anybody should ever move, period.
I was a stalker.
Yeah, I would say because of all the stalking you did, you said it first.
I met him in July. His birthday was in September. So July, August, 2 months later, I gave him a ring on his 30th birthday.
Jesus.
In August, 1 month after meeting him, I bought a dog and kept it at his house.
Oh, my God.
And I moved in.
Yeah. You were the true definition of... I'll find you.
Oh, yeah. Looking back on it, it's so creepy. I don't know what I was thinking. And I even asked Vaughn and say, how did you not go, this dude is psycho, get out of my life? And he's like, I just knew it was meant to be.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
He knew he was meant to be with the stalker.
I mean, it is a state. I was like a stage 5 and beyond clinger, right?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. But it worked.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way all the time.
I'm going to move in with you, and I'm going to bring my little dog, and I'm buying you a ring for your birthday.
Yeah, you for sure said I love you first.
Yeah, I probably did.
Could you imagine if you were like, oh, ew, no, I'm not going to say I love you right now. Slow down.
Slow the hell down.
Step back and get in your own lane.
Oh.